following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our series on prayer. And Lord willing, this may be the last in this series. We'll kind of see how it goes, but I believe this will be the last in this series. We'll move on to something else. So we're continuing in James chapter 5. We've been reading this passage of Scripture for the last several weeks, and so we're going to take one more look at it. James chapter 5, beginning in verse 13. And so if you have access to a Bible, if you're able to, go grab a Bible, sit down with us as we open the Bible and consider God's Word together. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. At the website, there are many things you'll find there, many different resources and a little bit about our ministry here. But especially, I would like for you to notice the link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. And if you all click on that link, send us a note about where you're hearing the broadcast today, and also give us an address, and we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, these prayer journals are just a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket or into a purse or into a Bible case. They're not that big, but they do give you a place where you can write down prayer requests and then also go back and check off when you see that God has answered prayer. And I'll tell you, it'll cause you to praise God when you see how He answers prayer. Sometimes we pray, God answers, and we just kind of forget about it. But what a great tool to be able to go back and be thankful for what God has done for you and how He has answered prayer. And so these little prayer journals, they're absolutely free. I'm not going to add you to some kind of a weird mailing list or an email list or a Facebook group or anything like that. You simply write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal. Write us down if you would to pray for us. And then that's it. And so you can do it through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. Or you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or, as many do, you can just simply write to us. So our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give it to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, let's one more time read this whole passage, James chapter 5, beginning in verse 13. And this time, I want to read all the way down through verse 18. James said, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." And then James goes on to give us this example. Elias, or Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. You know, prayer is so vital. It's so important to our walk with God. And it's so important that we develop a consistent, effective prayer life. You realize that it's our lack of prayer sometimes that keeps us away from God. It's our prayerlessness that keeps us powerless. Tell you, it's hard to work for God, and it's hard to serve the Lord if you're not serving in prayer and in power. Sometimes we go around feeling defeated and depressed because we have not taken the things that burden us and the things that weigh us down. We've not taken those to the Lord. And hey, it's hard to praise the Lord, and it's hard to pray when you feel defeated, when you feel discouraged, but it's so important and so much more important that you pray in those times. Prayer keeps us in constant fellowship with God every day, all day. Remember, again, Paul said, pray without ceasing. We've got to develop a prayer life that's effective. Remember, he said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And if we're going to be effective in our prayer life, I think there's some things that are so important that we've got to go back and remember. And James mentioned several of these. First of all, that we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we believe him, that we have received Christ as our Savior, and that we are believing that God hears us when we pray and that he is there. Again, remember Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And when we pray, we believe that he is. And when we pray, we believe that he hears. And we believe him for the answer, that he will answer. After all, he promised. Again, Matthew 21:22, in all things, Jesus said, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Are you trusting God? Are you believing him for those things? And sometimes we ought to pray right at that moment. Sometimes we think we have to wait till we go to church to pray. And it's important to pray at church, but you can pray anytime, anywhere, at any moment. I remember years ago, I was having a discussion with my father-in-law, who was a believer, and was talking about a need that was in my life, and it was something I was concerned about, and something that I was really, it was a burden to me. I was concerned about it, and I was telling my father-in-law about it, and he finally said to me, well, have you prayed about it? And I had to admit, no. You know, I hadn't prayed. He said, he reminded me, you have not because you ask not. And in that very moment, he said, let's pray for this right now. And there in the living room, we sat on the couch and I prayed and he prayed and we prayed about that specific matter. And you know, within 2 weeks, God answered that prayer. Sometimes you have not because you ask not. And so we've got to be committed to praying every day, being faithful in our prayer. And as we pray, I believe it's also important that we're committed to doing and obeying the will of God. We've got to be committed to the will of God. Romans 12:1, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be it transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let me go ahead and read verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me and to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And so we pray, being committed, Paul used the word here, surrendered, a living sacrifice to God's will, separated from the world, humbled before him. And he said, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think sober. The sober word here means to think seriously, not flippantly, not as joke as some kind of a prayer or some kind of an empty, meaningless ritual. But when we pray, we're serious with God, believing that He is and believing that He's going to answer us when we pray. We've got to be committed to His will. I think also that we've got to be committed to the Word of God. I'm going to go back to James chapter 1. By committed to the Word of God, I mean living in obedience to the Word. Back in James chapter 1, James told us this, be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If any man be a hearer of the Word, he's not a doer. It's like unto a man beholding his face in a natural glass or in a mirror, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. He told us to receive with word, to receive the Word of God, and to be doers of the Word of God, to do what God says. And if we're going to do what God says, it's so important that we're reading what God says. How do we know what to do if we haven't read the instructions? Like many have tried to put something together without reading the instructions, and they mess up, and then they're digging through that pile of papers and all those weird remaining parts trying to find the instructions. Many people do this with God. They're not obedient to the Word of God because they don't know what the Word of God says. To read the Word of God, let the Spirit of God be your teacher. We haven't read the instructions. We've got to be in the Word of God. And the Spirit of God will show you and teach you. Remember, Jesus said, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He'll guide you into all truth. And so we, not only to do the Word of God, and this is what I'm trying to say. If we're going to do the Word of God, we've got to be in the Word of God. We've got to be studying the Word of God, reading it, learning to be like Jesus. Oh, you know, there are many who may read the Word of God, and there are many who sit under preaching every Sunday, but they have yet to do what God says. It reminds me, maybe you've heard this story about a new pastor that had come to a church, and the first Sunday he preached such a great sermon, and everybody was so excited and so happy, and they loved the sermon. The next Sunday, they came back, and the preacher preached the exact same sermon, almost word for word. And the people liked it and thought, well, that was good to hear it again. And the third Sunday, he again preached the exact same message. And finally, somebody said, you keep preaching the same sermon. When are you going to do something else? And he told them, as soon as you start doing this one, we'll move on to something else. Well, it's time to get into the Word of God, read the Word of God, and do the Word of God. As I often say, get a plan, whatever it is, get a place, get into the habit, and have a practice of reading the Word of God every day. Let me ask you this. Did you pray today? Did you believe God heard you and that He will answer you? Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His Word. His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word. If